NPR's Anne Garrels is in central Baghdad at the Palestine Hotel. We reached her a short while ago, soon after the power cut out in the city.
At about 8 p.m. Baghdad time, the lights suddenly went out. There was no large explosion that preceded the blackout, so it's unclear exactly what caused it. Leading up to it, there had been a couple of hours of heavy bombardment on the outskirts of the city. It appeared that we could hear heavy artillery fire, and then suddenly, as I say, the entire city went dark.
Is there still traffic in the streets of Baghdad?
No. I can see a couple of cars in the distance, the headlights, and they're racing along. What's happened today is that people got word that American and British troops were approaching the outskirts of the city. The information minister, on the other hand, said, when we asked him about this, he said American troops weren't within 100 miles of the capital. However, when I went to the marketplace, I saw Iraqis with the shortwave radios glued to their ears listening. I asked them what they thought about all of this and about those reports, and they said they're all lies, and then went back to listening to the radio. However, word began to spread through the city that something indeed was up, and the southern and western exits to the city have been blocked. People cannot leave by those roads.
You say that that Iraqi officials, even as there are now accounts even from embedded reporters being heard all over the world that they're 20 miles, possibly 10 miles from Baghdad, their line is that the U.S. or British forces haven't gotten to within 100 miles?
That's what the information minister said. We repeatedly asked him about this, and his grip on reality seemed to have slipped a little today.
Obviously, operating without electricity is, it's for you a difficulty, but it must be impossible looking ahead to tomorrow for Baghdad to operate with no electricity.
You know, exactly. I'm in the dark in more ways than one at this point. Officials seem to have suddenly become not available. They're clearly distressed. I know some officials are, frankly, now beginning to worry more about their families than us. Has it gone out of control? I wouldn't say so, not yet. But Iraqis are afraid of tomorrow. The siege of Baghdad, if that's what we're about to see, is what Iraqis have been fearing, despite the claims by some, and not just a few, that they're going to fight street by street.
Any more statements about Saddam Hussein or his sons, or whether they're still alive and whether they've been seen on television? What's the latest rumor there in the city?
We just continue to get statements issued in the name of Saddam Hussein, but he certainly has not addressed the people. And at this point, since nobody has electricity, we're not going to see him anytime soon.
Annie, thanks once again, and take care of yourself.
Thank you.
NPR's Anne Garrels speaking to us from Baghdad.